U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel unveiled the Pentagon's budget request for the coming fiscal year on Monday.
These recommendations will adapt and reshape our defense enterprise so that we can continue to protecting this nation's security in an era of unprecedented uncertainty and change.
That reshaping and adapting of the military includes the closing of some Air Force units and the permanent grounding of the A-10 airplane.
To fund these investments, the Air Force will reduce the number of tactical air squadrons, including the entire A-10 fleet. Retiring the A-10 fleet saves $3.5 billion over 5 years and accelerates the Air Force's long-standing modernization plan, which called for replacing the A-10s with the more capable F-35 in the early 2020s.
More than 70 of the aging A-10 aircraft call Tucson's Davis-Monthan Air Force Base home. Colonel Kent Lofbaum was the commander of DM's 355th Fighter Wing before he retired. He says DM and its resident A-10s have a huge economic impact on Tucson and Pima County.
Last year at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, the commander, Colonel Blanchard, conducted the study and determined that the local impact just for Davis-Monthan Air Force Base was about $1.1 billion.
Last year, the Department of Defense tried to get rid of the A-10, and Congressman Ron Barber joined with a bipartisan group of senators and representatives to put language in the Defense Authorization Act prohibiting the Air Force from even planning to get rid of the A-10 during the 2014 calendar year. Barber says Hagel's budget request may violate that law.
We are going to be looking into that. I have serious questions about whether this is properly abiding by the instructions that Congress gave to the Department of Defense, which was signed into law by the President. The Congress, as you well know, is one important branch of the checks and balances system we have in this country, and I want to make sure that the language we put in, which was agreed to by the Senate, signed by the President, is properly adhered to.
Barber says he'll try to get similar language put in this year's Defense Authorization Act. Secretary Hagel also called for a base closure and realignment commission for 2017. Congressman Barber says he opposes that idea.
The one that was approved before, the BRAC that was approved in the past, still has not saved any money. In fact, it's costing us more for that BRAC than we're saving. How can we go forward? It doesn't make sense to go forward with a new BRAC if we can't show that it's actually cost savings.
In recent years, the Pentagon has proposed base closures twice, and both times Congress has denied the request. Retired Air Force Major General Don Shepard says Southern Arizona is unique.
When it comes to the fear of the big word BRAC or base closure, everybody's supposedly on a level playing field. The thing we have going for us in Arizona, and the thing we have going for us particularly in southern Arizona, is weather, airspace, and ranges for both the Army and the Air Force. So we have it over everybody else as far as location goes.
The Pentagon budget proposal also includes cuts to the Army, which may or may not affect Fort Huachuca. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.